Have you ever written something you never meant to send? Imagine your most scathing, unfiltered thoughts about someone suddenly landing in their inbox, and everyone else's too. This nightmare becomes reality for Sadie Wen when 42 of her unsent draft emails mysteriously reach their recipients, including her academic nemesis, Julius Gong. These drafts contain years of bitter observations, petty complaints, and embarrassingly detailed accounts of their decade-long rivalry. As students whisper and teachers glare, Sadie's carefully constructed image as Woodvale Academy's perfect school captain crumbles. When Julius confronts her with a cold, "I think you're obsessed with me, Sadie Wen. 9 years of drafts? That's not rivalry, that's dedication." Her mortification is complete. The school administration solution? Force the feuding co-captains to work together on various projects to repair the damage to the school's reputation, starting with cleaning the bike shed after classes. Behind Sadie's flawless 4.0 GPA and leadership of six student organizations lies a web of anxieties. Since her father's departure 3 years ago, she's become her family's emotional anchor, helping at her mother's struggling bakery while maintaining academic perfection. She mentally tracks every achievement against Julius, currently leading 495 to 490. This perfectionism stems from believing small mistakes trigger devastating consequences, like how she thinks burning her mother's cooking pot during an argument somehow caused her father to leave. Her only authentic relationship is with rebellious Abigail Chen, who embodies everything Sadie wishes she could be, unapologetically herself and immune to others' opinions. Everyone else sees a carefully curated version of Sadie, the girl who can't say no, who helps classmates who clearly use her, and who smiles through discomfort because confrontation creates a stone lodged beneath my ribs that grows heavier with each forced smile. Their first punishment task begins with hostility. When Sadie criticizes Julius's cleaning technique, he dons black gloves to prove her wrong. Their argument escalates until she accidentally sprays him with the hose, and surprisingly, he retaliates playfully. They end up in a water fight, both drenched and laughing, their first genuine connection. The mood shifts when Julius notices graffiti reading, "Sadie Wen is a bitch," and furiously scrubs it away. The next day, when the supposed culprit appears with a black eye, while Julius's knuckles are split open, Sadie wonders if her nemesis defended her honor. As they work together, their carefully maintained personas begin to crumble. During an alumni interview with Julius's brother James, a Harvard graduate and literary prodigy, Sadie glimpses the pressure Julius faces in his brother's shadow. James reveals that Julius talks about Sadie constantly, even calling her intimidatingly smart, and studied obsessively while sick to keep up with her. This forces Sadie to reconsider their rivalry and Julius's motivations. Desperate to repair her social standing, Sadie throws a party while her family is away, planning it meticulously like an academic challenge. When Julius unexpectedly arrives in his formal blazer, tension builds between them. During Truth or Dare, Sadie is challenged to kiss Julius. After a quick peck he dismisses, she grabs his collar and kisses him properly, shocked when he responds with unexpected passion. Their heated argument ends with him declaring he'd rather die than kiss her again, and her kicking his knee before storming off. Yet, when their party falls into chaos and guests leave, Julius stays to help clean without comment. While tidying her room, he discovers an old family photo from before her father left. When he asks if it's hard not having her father around, she admits the truth instead of her rehearsed answer. She sometimes wishes he were there during moments like not being able to order their favorite sour chicken dish that only comes in servings for two. The athletics carnival marks a turning point when Sadie nearly collapses after pushing herself too hard in the 800 meters race. Julius catches her, helps her breathe, and angrily criticizes her for neglecting her health. For the 1,000-meter race, he unexpectedly runs in her place, sprinting the entire distance before placing the gold medal around her neck, one of the best gifts she's ever received, despite his competitive remark afterward. During the senior trip to Lake Avrilor, tensions flare after a canoeing accident leaves them soaked. Julius confronts her about her friendly behavior, misinterpreting it as pity. He cruelly describes her as obsessed with being nice and needing everyone's love, wounding Sadie deeply. When he refuses to take it back, she tells him she hates him, easier than admitting, "You hurt me." He leans in and replies, "I hate you more." Yet that evening, she can't stop watching him during the movie, studying his features in the blue glow of the projector, confronting a longing she can no longer deny. The novel's biggest twist occurs when Abigail confesses she sent Sadie's emails. While using Sadie's laptop, she discovered the draft folder and meant to send just one email to Julius, but a computer lag sent the entire folder. When questioned about her prolonged deception, Abigail explains tearfully that each time she tried to confess, something interfered until it seemed too late. This confession unleashes Sadie's suppressed feelings. "It's revolting how much I care about him. It's like I've been poisoned. Every debate, every argument, every time he smirks at me, it just makes it worse." Only then does she realize Julius is standing in the doorway, having heard everything. Later, during a campus blackout, Julius finds Sadie in a dim corridor and reveals he's memorized her emails, confessing that competitions feel empty without her. "I'm not just afraid of losing debates anymore," he admits. "I'm afraid of losing my whole heart to you, and I think it might be too late already." When Sadie worries their rivalry might poison a relationship, "What if we're bad at liking each other?" Julius responds with characteristic confidence but newfound warmth. "When have we been bad at anything?" Through her journey, Sadie learns that perfection isn't just unattainable, it's undesirable. Her mother worries she's sacrificing essential adolescent experiences by maintaining perfect grades, managing multiple activities, and meticulously crafting her image. The email disaster forces her to confront her obsession with maintaining a flawless facade. Julius reflects the exhausting nature of Sadie's perpetual performance. Their relationship develops through shared imperfections, failed presentations, awkward conversations, unexpected honesty. Through him, she discovers that genuine connection flourishes because of imperfections, not despite them. In a moment of clarity, Sadie composes an unedited, honest email to Julius, explaining how she mistook 10 years of preparing to destroy him for preparing to love him. His swift reply, "You were right, Sadie Wen. I am completely, helplessly obsessed with you." This exchange symbolizes Sadie's transformation from someone who obsessively drafted every communication to someone brave enough to send thoughts directly from heart to screen. She finally understands that real love flourishes in the acceptance of flaws, not their absence.